This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Tens of thousands marched for a second day in Yangon, Myanmar, on Sunday. Thousands more across the country protested the military's junta coup and military junta's coup, and detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The protests, which took place despite an internet blackout and restrictions on phone lines, were the biggest demonstrations in the country since the 2007 Buddhist monk-led Saffron Revolution. VOA's Burmese service reports the internet blackout has now been lifted. Crowds in Yangon carried red balloons, the color representing Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, and chanted, quote, "We don't want military dictatorship. We want democracy." Myanmar's military seized power in the early hours of Monday, bringing the Southeast Asian nation's troubled democratic transition to a sudden halt and drawing international outrage. On Saturday, tens of thousands took to the streets as well in the first mass protests since the coup. There was no comment from the junta. As many as 150 people may be dead in northern India after a large piece of Himalayan glacier broke off and slammed into a dam early Sunday. The Dauli Ganga River flooded, forcing the evacuation of the downstream villages. The Times of India reported that two bodies have been recovered in the unfolding incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted on Twitter, quote, "India stands with Uttarakhand and the nation prays for everyone's safety there." Sanjay Singh Rana, a resident from one of the villages, spoke to Reuters in an interview. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on Sunday that the United States should lift all sanctions if Washington wants Tehran to reverse its nuclear steps. Khamenei wrote on Twitter that Iran has fulfilled all its obligations under the 2015 nuclear deal, not the United States and the three European countries. U.S. President Joe Biden has said that if Tehran returned to strict compliance with the 2015 nuclear pact, Washington would follow suit and use that as a springboard to a broader agreement. Former U.S. President Donald Trump exited the nuclear accord between Iran and six powers in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Tehran. Iran has breached the deal in a step-by-step response to President Trump's maximum pressure policy, but it has repeatedly said it could quickly reverse those violations if U.S. sanctions are removed. The Saudi-led military coalition intercepted an armed drone launched by Yemeni rebels. That's according to state media on Sunday. The official Saudi press agency carried a statement from coalition spokesman Turki al-Maliki, saying they intercepted and destroyed an armed drone. The statement claimed the armed drone was launched by the Houthi militia to target civilians and civilian objects in the south region. The Iran-backed Houthis, who control much of the Yemen's north, did not immediately claim responsibility for the drone attack. The incident came as the UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, began a two-day visit to Iran to discuss Yemen's humanitarian crisis. This also came after the Biden administration announced last week that it would withdraw support for Saudi-led offensive operations in Yemen. Military helicopters in northern Pakistan Sunday resumed a search for three climbers, including two foreigners, missing in their attempt to conquer the world's second tallest peak, K2. K2 is also known as the Savage Mountain. Organizers said that climbers John Snorri from Iceland, Juan Pablo Moore from Chile, and Muhammad Ali Sadpara from Pakistan lost contact with base camp Friday during their ascent of the 8,611-meter mountain. Millions of fans are getting ready to watch the televised annual U.S. football game known as the Super Bowl. Health officials have said they are afraid that the viewing could become a COVID-19 super spreader event, and they have urged people to watch the game only with the people you live with. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.